And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 24th of September, 2014. It's the birthday of Jim Henson, born in Greenville, Mississippi, 1936, the puppeteer who created the characters on Sesame Street, Big Bird and Cookie Monster, Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, and most of the rest of the Muppets, a word that he made up combining the words marionettes and puppets. Jim Henson, who said, "Follow your enthusiasm. Find those parts of your life you enjoy the most. Do what you enjoy doing." It's the birthday of the poet Evan Boland, born Dublin, 1944. Her father was the Irish ambassador to the United Kingdom. She lived for a time in London, returned to Dublin as a young teen, and published her first collection, 23 poems, still a freshman in college, in 1962. It's the birthday of Horace Walpole, born in London in 1717. Primarily known today as a prolific man of letters and memoirs. Walpole said, "The world is a comedy to those that think, a tragedy to those that feel." And it's the birthday of the man who said, "I talk with the authority of failure." F. Scott Fitzgerald, born in St. Paul, 1896. Famous, successful, during the 1920s, wrote three of his four novels, The Side of Paradise, The Beautiful and Damned, The Great Gatsby, wrote short stories for the Saturday Evening Post. By the late 20s, he was earning $4,000 per story. It was in 1932. His wife Zelda was hospitalized for schizophrenia. She spent the rest of her life in treatment of one sort or another. Fitzgerald's heavy drinking was taking its toll. He was sick. He was heavily in debt. In 1936, his royalties came to $80. He moved to Hollywood in 1937. To be a screenwriter for MGM, fell in love with a gossip columnist, Sheila Graham. 1939, he was fired for excessive drinking while working on a screenplay for Winter Carnival. Had to be hospitalized in New York City. Went back to Los Angeles and began work on a new novel set in Hollywood called The Love of the Last Tycoon. Cut down on his drinking in 1940, but it was too late. He lived in West Hollywood, working on screenplays, stories for Esquire magazine, and his novel. He and Sheila Graham went out shopping at night in the supermarkets on Sunset Boulevard and went into Schwab's drugstore for malted milks. In November, he suffered a mild heart attack. On December 20th, he and Sheila Graham went to the premiere of a film, This Thing Called Love. He felt dizzy. He stumbled, leaving the theater. He was worried that people might think he was drunk. And the next day, he died in Graham's apartment, listening to Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. Here's a poem for today by Jonathan Galassi, The Last Swim of Summer. Ought to be swum without knowing it. Afternoon lost to refinding the rock you can stand on way out past the raft, the flat one that lines up four square with the door of the boathouse. Freestyle and backstroke and hours on the dock nattering on while the low sun keeps setting, fingers and toes getting number and number. How could we know we were swimming the last swim of summer? Jonathan Galassi's poem, The Last Swim of Summer, from his collection Left-Handed, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.